When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The world economy is heading into the worst economic headwinds since World War II. The worst.
Growth going down, not accelerating.
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
The Fed wants below trend growth, tighter financial conditions, and it wants weakness in lagging indicators of price level pressures.
The size of our economy last year was about $25 billion. And over the last couple of years, we printed with the Federal Reserve Bank around $5 trillion.
Jesus.
So what does that cost? Well, that cost is inflation.
It does seem like we're headed into a recession here in 2023. The magnitude of that recession is debatable, but I think it's potentially on the order of 2009.
The financial conditions are tightening. Now, that's the case about flight to quality, flight to safety. The banks are hoarding reserves. They're not going to be lending.
And so if you get strong data, that just reinforces a more hawkish Fed, and they'll just tighten as much as they have to get the desired result. And below trend growth with a rising unemployment rate goes by another name, and it's called recession.
It could be bad news, but depending on how you look at it, it could be very good news.
As the world is preparing itself to go into another recession, the anxiety surrounding the finance world is soaring, and the biggest question that may be on your mind is what can you do to make sure you make it out okay? In this video, we found five ways from leading experts that can help you get through the recession and ease your worries.
You know, the business for us is fear sharpens listening. If you're able to monetize on fear, you can really do some stuff when the market changes.
Because the best time to start a business is right after a crash. I made more money after 2008 than I ever did my whole entire life because everybody was hiding like little cockroaches.
You made more money after 2008 than your entire life.
Yeah, so when, you know, here I'm talking about the coming depression, everybody says, oh, you're such a pessimist, you know. I'm going, no, I'm excited. I mean, it's going to be bargains everywhere. Guys who start right after a crash do very well most of the time.
Lesson number one, the best time to start a business is during a market crash. According to Forbes, starting a business during an economic downfall is one of the smartest decisions you can make. During a recession, people are looking for jobs, the cost to start a business is significantly lower, and you will have less competitors to worry about. Of course, this is only advised if you have the opportunity and money to do so. We don't recommend starting a business if it means putting you or your family in financial crisis.
Biggest mistakes I've made by far are mistakes of omission and not commission. I mean, it's the things I knew enough to do, they were within my circle of competence, and I was sucking my thumb. And that is really, those are the ones that hurt. They don't show up anyplace. I probably cost Berkshire at least $5 billion, for example, by sucking my thumb. I don't worry about that if it's Microsoft, because I don't know it. Microsoft isn't in my circle of competence. And so I don't have any reason to think I'm entitled to make money out of Microsoft or out of cocoa beans or whatever. But I did know enough to understand Fannie Mae, and I blew it. And that never shows up under conventional accounting. But the I know the cost of it. Big opportunities in life have to be seized. We don't do very many things, but when we get the chance to do something that's right and big, we've got to do it. You've got to grab them when they come. Because you're not going to get 500 great opportunities.
Lesson number two, seize the opportunities. Warren Buffett has had many great investments, including Chevron, Bank of America, and most recently, Apple. But he's had a few misses that he regrets. According to CNBC, one of the biggest regrets that Warren Buffett has is not buying the NBC station in Dallas-Fort Worth. At the time he was offered the company, the station only earned $73 million pre-tax. When he realized the mistake in a letter written in 2008, the station was...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
worth $800 million.
You need to get financially educated, and you're going to hear me say that a lot. But the reason why is because anytime we go through this type of shakeup or change in the economy, until it slaps you in the face, everybody will keep saying, oh, it's contained. You don't got to worry about it. Everything is fine. And I can give you countless examples. In 2020, we saw it happen. In 2008, in 2008, first it was there's no housing bubble. Oh, there's a housing bubble, but it's contained to housing. And then, oh crap, the whole financial system's on the verge of, you know, collapsing. Now, let's just look at the numbers to really understand what's going on. Because the first issue is really what I call this idea of debt monetization, which is probably one of the most concerning issues. And what debt monetization is, it's how is our government funding its operations and how is that going to impact the regular person?
Am I correct that debt monetization is printing money?
Yes. So now when you think about that, the question is, why do you and I have to pay taxes if the government and the Fed can just print this money? Well, it's because there's a cost to this money printing. What is that cost? Well, that cost is inflation.
Lesson number 3, become financially literate. As Jaspreet explains, being financially literate is one of the strongest ways to prepare yourself for a recession. According to OpU, 53% of adults are financially anxious and 78% of adults are living paycheck to paycheck. By being able to understand what is going on in the economy and have a solid understanding of how the economic system works, this can help you make sure that you are fully prepared for anything the economy goes through.
When you have a vision long-term that you're excited about, current issues don't stress you out. Every one of your competitors, many of them that are not gonna make it the next 2 years, I can guarantee you right now, 90% of them, all they're thinking about is today. Because I had a lot of guys I went up against in the last 20-something years that were bigger than me, smarter than me, better degrees, better markets, better background, better accolades, better speakers, better everything. They look better. They look like somebody that would be a CEO of an insurance company. Do I look like a CEO of an insurance company? I look like a bodyguard from the Middle East. I don't look like a CEO of an insurance company. The typical insurance agent was a 56-year-old white male. I asked the guy, I said, what percentage of insurance agents are from Iran? I said, no, listen, Pat, you guys are in the other section. There's white, then it's Asian, then it's Hispanic, then it's black, then it's this, then it's that. You're in the other section, less than 1%. I'm not supposed to be here. That's what I'm trying to tell you, okay? But again, long-term's the way to think today in this economy.
Lesson number 4, look at the long-term, not the short-term. It is really easy to get caught in the short term when everything seems to be crashing around you, especially during a recession. One of the best ways to stay afloat during times of uncertainty is to look into a long-term strategy versus short-term strategy. Whether it be investing or just thinking through the next steps that need to be taken, looking out for the long term will help you not only survive the downturn in the economy, but also help you be better prepared in a good economy as well.
The tool of optimal optionality, if that's a term, is no longer the dollar. It's decreasingly the dollar. The more you print new dollars, the more you're debasing that instrument's ability to store value across time. So it's less useful as a tool of optionality as money's intended to be. And as a nice barbell to that strategy, Bitcoin is a really nice adjunct, because as you debase currency, that would basically equal you have more dollars chasing the same amount or relatively same amount of gold or Bitcoin, which would be a higher price of Bitcoin or gold in dollar terms. So I want, on inflation though, I don't want to leave this yet. If you slice a pizza into more slices, it doesn't mean that there's more pizza available to eat, right? You've increased the number of slices nominally, but the size and volume of the pizza has not changed. You cannot feed more people with it. You could similarly think of money as an option on the global capital stock. And every time you print a new unit of money, you're basically slicing that pizza. If the pizza is the global capital stock, you're slicing it into finer slices or thinner slices. Money is just the option, the call option to acquire those assets. Mm. And so if I increase the number of options available, what I'm doing is taking away the ability of those saving in dollars. I'm stealing from them. You're stealing their purchasing power. And that's why I always equate inflation and counterfeiting. It's the same thing as if you could go out and print a bunch of $100 bills, increase the number in circulation. You could go out and buy things that cost $100 that other people went and worked and saved to be able to afford those things, you're basically stealing from them, right? You're bidding up the prices of the things that they would otherwise buy. And that's what we've seen taking place over the past 24 months.
So if it doesn't create more pizza, then why do people do it?
Because people like to have convenient strategies for wealth acquisition. And setting up a legal monopoly to steal from all of society is a really convenient wealth acquisition strategy.
Lesson number 5, diversifying your currency. Saving money is constantly pushed as the way to protect us from recession. As much as this used to be the case, this is no longer a safe option. According to Harvard Business Review, investing in things that increase value over time, such as stocks or real estate, will help you increase your payout in the long run and give you options if you find yourself in a recession. The biggest thing to remember from this video is that if a recession hits, don't panic. With economic highs, you can always expect economic lows. As long as you prepare and are smart with your finances, you will be able to make it to the other side of the recession relatively safe. We hope you enjoyed this video. Don't forget to like and subscribe to stay up to date with the channel.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.